This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Catherine Keating. How are you, Catherine?
I am great, Robert. Thank you.
And Catherine is the CEO of BNY Mellon Wealth Management. So let's start talking. BNY Mellon obviously is different than any other organization because of its root and its heritage as really the founder of the industry. But just talk about from your perspective in a very, very competitive arena, how you see BNY Mellon being different.
Sure. I think the history of BNY Mellon is interesting to all of us in America. We were founded, obviously, by Alexander Hamilton, Bank of New York. But Mellon Bank was actually founded by the Mellon family, which Mellon Bank and the Mellon family, really some of the country's first venture capitalists. So you put those two together, and this company really represents the history of our country, the history of financial markets in our country, right? We were the first stock on New York Stock Exchange, one of the very first wealth managers in the country.
So how is wealth management changing? And you and I have spoken a lot, and there are considerable changes going on currently.
So, yeah, I think wealth management has changed a lot over my career. If I sort of think about my career in the industry starting, you know, in the 1990s, a typical client of a wealth management division is probably somebody similar to the audience for your show, right? It was a retiring CEO or CFO or senior executive of a major company, maybe a private company. And when that person retired, and it was often a him back then, he typically had a pension plan provided for by his company for the rest of his life and also probably for the rest of his spouse's life. And so when you think about a wealth manager in that context, a wealth manager was the and. I have my pension plan from my company and I have my personal savings and investments with my wealth manager. I started in wealth management, then I took a detour, went into asset management, worked with institutional investors. Now I'm back in wealth management. And what I realized when I came back was that world, that 1990s world of wealth management had really changed, because today, typically our client is not relying on a corporate pension plan for an annuity for the rest of his life or her life and his or her spouse's life. Today, most Americans, including in corporate America, are really responsible for their own retirements and their own financial futures. And so wealth management has really gone from being an and on top of the pension to the it. The way you have to save for all the things that are important in your life and in your financial future.
I love that, moving from the and to the it. And frankly, I've never heard that before.
Well, that's the way we look at it. And we also look, obviously, Bank of New York Mellon is a deeply institutional firm, right? We serve all the, you know, many of the major institutional investors around the world. And our view is that in wealth management today, it's our job to take the same sort of institutional disciplines that the chief investment officer of a pension plan or the chief financial officer of a company would have dedicated to making sure that that pension plan was there to provide retirements for employees. We need to take those same sort of institutional disciplines and port them right into the wealth management business, because that's now our job. It's now our job to be the CIO, the CFO, along with our clients.
So what are some of those specifics that you're transferring from the institutional model into the personal model?
So there are three that we bring from the institutional model, and there are two that we add, which are really unique to wealth management and our clients. And so the three that we bring from the institutional model, number one, investing and disciplines around investing. And by the way, some of them are actually quite simple but powerful, right? You know, staying with your asset allocation, having a diversified portfolio, basic investment disciplines. The second that we take from the institutional model is a discipline around borrowing. Every company thinks about assets and liabilities. Every company decides how to use their balance sheet and when do you want to use cash and when do you want to borrow. So we take those disciplines from the institutional world. And the third one we take from the institutional world is spending. Every institutional investor has a spending policy. Think of your college endowment. Think of a private foundation that has to spend 5%. Think of a pension plan that has to have enough cash flow to pay retirees. So we port that right over to wealth management. You're not required to have a spending policy in wealth management, and yet the amount that you spend has a tremendous impact on how much wealth you accumulate over time. So we take those three from institutions, investing, borrowing, and spending, and then we add two that are unique to wealth management. Managing for after-tax returns, unlike institutional investors, which are tax-exempt, individuals pay tax every year and every generation. You have to manage for after-tax returns. And then the last one that is sort of a cross between institutions and individuals is protecting what you have. And that's everything from good cyber habits to good insurance, life insurance, casualty insurance, liability insurance, to estate planning, wills, powers of attorney, trusts to protect assets. So protecting what you have has some unique features for individual clients.
You spoke about starting with CEOs. Historically, that was where a lot of wealth management occurred in the pension funds. What advice can you give to them? And then we'll focus later on the original, which was the major, the Fortune 500 CEOs. And I know you work with a lot of them. And what advice you have for them, especially in these types of markets now, which is, it's really hard to figure out.
Well, this has been a learning experience for all of us as leaders of organizations. And, you know, one of the things that we've learned is that in a global health crisis, you need to stop and focus on what's really important, because pandemics are about people. Yes, of course, they're about the markets and the economy and consumers and all of those things. But at the end of the day, pandemics are about people. And our CEO, Todd Gibbons, led us in an exercise in the middle of a pandemic to reaffirm our purpose as a company, the values that we stand for, the behaviors we expect of each other. And you might say to yourself, why are you focusing on these things? They're so foundational in a global pandemic. And the answer is because that's what you have to do. A global pandemic makes every single one of us focus on what's important in our personal lives and our professional lives. And so it was actually, in hindsight, the perfect time to refocus on our purpose as a company and the fact that the work we do every day really matters. And our mission is to help our clients succeed in the financial world. 2020 was not an easy year to succeed in the financial world, and we had to deliver on that purpose every single day while we were socially distanced for the first time really in our careers. We went from having a few percent of our employees working out of the office on any given day to over 90% working out of the office every single day. And so we really had to we found that pulling together around the common purpose that we all share was incredibly valuable. The second thing I think we've all learned as CEOs is that crises accelerate change. And one change that has accelerated for us is a bit of a change in our business model. Our business model historically with our clients, we meet with them in person, we interact with them digitally. We've now added a third dimension, virtual, because we can meet with our clients virtually. We can gather family members that are in many different locations together very easily virtually. That will remain a part of our business model. We will go from two dimensions to three, physical, digital, and virtual, and that will stay with us forever.
It will. Well, thank you. That is really interesting, and we know we're not going to stay the same. Everything will be different. When we come back, we're speaking with Catherine Keating, the CEO of BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese with the CEO Show Minute, where we connect you with America's top CEOs on Business Talk Radio Network. First this.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and I want to personally thank you for listening to the CEO Show. In 2007, I had a vision, and I started interviewing CEOs because I believe CEOs had the answers that could help all of us to both building businesses and to personal success. But there was really nowhere to hear their unfiltered secrets. So anytime you want to listen commercial-free to CEOs from the founder of the Home Depot, of JetBlue, Build-A-Bear, Chobani, and hundreds more, just go to CEOshow.com and you can listen commercial-free. I'd love to hear your personal feedback also. So if you have any recommendations of CEO guests you'd like to hear, you want to receive our free weekly newsletter, or you have any recommendations on how we could best serve you, our listener, just email John at theceoforumgroup.com.
Robert Reese, back with Starbucks former president Howard Behar. Talk about taking a few years away from Starbucks and what happened when you came back.
You know, the first thing that, you know, many bosses say, look, we're going to get along just fine. The only rule I have here is I don't want any surprises. Well, of course they want surprises, right? They want, you know, somebody brings in a new $1 million account and it was a surprise, they're going to be plenty happy. So the person who sweeps the floor should choose the broom. I give you a real quick story on it. A woman named Dana Campion worked at Starbucks. She was a district manager, and she had an idea for a product that really the company rejected two or three times. And the product turned out to be Frappuccino. And it turned out to be a $4 billion business. That was Dana's broom that she brought to the party. But it was amazing how many times Dana got rejected in the organization, how her idea got rejected. Can you imagine what Starbucks would be like today without that $4 billion piece of business? All because Dana had the opportunity to choose her broom.
Thanks, Howard.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Catherine Keating, who is the CEO of BNY Mellon Wealth Management. We've heard what's unique about BNY Mellon, and it's really in your DNA more than, I think, any organization. Let's talk about leadership now. What lessons did you learn? And you talked about a great one you learned from your corporate CEO about leadership. Were there any things that you learned about leadership during this pandemic?
So thanks, Robert. I think I've really learned three things. The first one is that when you're experiencing a global pandemic, a health crisis that impacts everybody in a way together, but going through it separately because of the need to social distance, I think I've really learned three things. The first one is the need to set very clear priorities for everybody. Our CEO, Todd Gibbons, led us to do that last year. Three priorities, very simple, very universal. Actually, they've probably always been our three priorities, but he stated them very clearly. Number one, health and safety of our employees. Number two, continuing to serve our clients and the financial markets. Number three, protecting the company and our communities. And we did that all year. We rallied around those three things last year. The second thing that I think we've all learned is that we have to find new ways to engage with our employees. We're not passing each other in the hallways. We're not sitting together in the same offices and rooms. And so we've really had to change the rhythm of our days and how we interact together. And our days today are vastly different than they were a year ago as we were all, scattering to our different locations. And the third thing that we've had to learn is flexibility. Right? Because this, the situation, markets change every day. The health situation changes every day. People's lives change every day, right? This pandemic has impacted our employees, our clients, their families. So we have to have flexibility. And I think one of the things that will be really great about this crisis is I think we'll take all those three things forward. We will be really clear about priorities. We will be using different ways to engage. And for our business and our industry, we will be more flexible. And I think that's a great thing. I think that's a great thing because historically finance has been thought of as somewhat inflexible because of the demands of markets 24/7. So I think bringing flexibility forward will be great.
Okay. I commend you on that. Let's talk about women leadership. And as you know, we've spoken before that my goal was to have 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs, and I put that in my Forbes articles a decade ago. This is the year I think we might get there, by the way. What have you learned about leadership as a woman, and what advice do you have to women who are not at the CEO level but want to be?
So wonderful question, Robert. And while we may not have 50 women CEOs yet in the Fortune 500, I'm proud to report that 50% of my employees in wealth management are women, over 50%, and that importantly, 40% of my employees who are at the vice president level and above are women. So 50% of our wealth management employees are women, 40% of our vice presidents and above. So we're thrilled about the diversity in our business. We obviously have more work to do. It's a never-ending journey to make sure that our employee base reflects the communities that we live in and we serve. But we know that diverse teams make better investment decisions. We know they have better sales results. We know that they tend to have better returns on capital. The business case for diversity is very, very clear. And one of the things that I've learned about the financial services industry, partly because I didn't grow up in New York City, where I live now, I grew up in Washington, D.C. And there were a lot of careers that were visible to me growing up in Washington, D.C. I saw public service, and I saw real estate, and I saw academia, and I saw media. I didn't really see financial services as a career when I was a kid in Washington, D.C., and it made me realize that we need to be more visible. If we want to invite more people into the financial services industry and into the wealth management industry, we have to be more visible. We have to be more visible. And so that's why I'm delighted to be talking to you today. It helps us be more visible. It helps us attract, hopefully, more people into what's really a great industry. If you love the challenge of markets that change every day, demand new responses from you every day, and you like the satisfaction of building relationships with clients and hopefully making their financial futures better, then there's really no better industry than this.
Any specific advice, if there's one sentence, advice to women?
So I would give this advice to women, but I would also give this advice to men, which is be very greedy in finding mentors. And what I mean about that is everybody thinks, oh, I need a mentor. The truth is you can have many, many mentors if you look broadly. When I think about my career, I've had mentors who've been clients. I've had mentors who've been senior executives in my company. I've had mentors who've been employees that are junior to me, and I still have them now and learn things from them all the time. I have mentors in the industry. I have mentors, and they may not even all know that they're mentors of mine, by the way. They're people I have relationships with that I learn from. You can find mentors in the nonprofit community and in the organizations you serve and the boards you might sit on. And so my advice would be very greedy in finding mentors, because you can learn how to be a leader from so many different people and perspectives. And so that would be my advice.
It's actually fantastic advice. Just this morning, there was a CEO I really respect. And like, they don't have to know. They didn't even know when I emailed him this morning, I'm thinking he's going to mentor me in this one area. He doesn't know it yet.
Exactly.
But it's okay, and he'd probably love it, but you don't have to put the pressure on. That is brilliant advice. Be greedy about your mentors. The final question I want to ask is about transformative CEO.
Be greedy of yourself, not of them. Be greedy yourself, collect.
Be greedy of yourself, yes, not of them. Exactly.
Yes.
Well said. Thank you. Let's talk finally about transformative CEOs. And you have a different take on this, you know, that we've spoken before about. Share what your thought is on transformative CEOs, Catherine.
So I look at it a little differently than transformative CEOs. I look at it as transformative cultures, because the truth is none of us accomplishes anything alone. And change is hard, and transformative change is really hard. You can't accomplish transformative change on your own. You have to engage your organization. And so I think about that in the context of BNY Mellon, because of course we've survived and thrived for over two centuries, and we've had to learn how to transform our company repeatedly, right? We're doing it again today as we really focus on data. In addition to all the other financial services that we provide, we're focusing on cryptocurrency, you know, things that are new. So you have to have a transformative culture as much as you need a transformative leader. Obviously, leadership really matters. Our CEO, Todd Gibbons, is leading us through this latest transformation. So leadership really matters. But you've got to build transformative cultures that embrace change.
On that note, Catherine, I'd like to thank you for being a guest on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jack Mitchell. How are you, Jack?
I feel wonderful, Robert. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. And that's because I'm with you. Jack is the chairman of Mitchell Family Stores, and he was for three decades the CEO. And this is an organization unlike any other, been written up perennially by the Harvard Business School. They have a unique culture in retail, and it's based on hugging. So I want to start off by asking you, explain where the concept of hugging came from, Jack.
I'd be delighted to do that, Robert. I always wear my tape, as I think you know. So you know that we are clothing stores that sell better, you know, the classic luxury products in men's, women's, and designer jewelry. How did we use the word hugging? You see, I was asked to be, like we did with you, a summit. A CEO summit was in our industry. This was back in 2002. And I was a panelist. I wasn't the CEO. I was the panelist. Before the whole my panel started, Robert Lewis, who's now a guru in terms of speaking, in terms of predicting things in our industry and the retail side, he started at 7:30, and he jumped up and down and said, if you didn't have a well-known, a really sophisticated internet system, the dot-comers were just starting. Anybody that was in a bricks and mortar that had a real store like we have, we were history. It wouldn't work. He said, absolutely, everybody has to have that, or in a decade, you'll be gone. There'll be not a single in-store available in the country. And everybody cheered. Everybody thought this was a great idea. Get everything online. This is the way the world is going. This is now 2002. Our panel came up. There were six of us. Each of us had 4 to 7 minutes to talk about our family business, and you know, big stores, small stores. There were 300 CEOs in the audience. It was one of those stages, Robert, where you can walk right down in the middle of the stages, and you can jump up and down. And I jumped up and down, and I said, you know, we're all about something I haven't even heard. I've only been here for a day. I haven't even heard the word. What about customers? What about customers in our stores? The customers are the center of the universe. We know their names, their nicknames. Is it Robert or is it Bob? I know you well enough, Robert. If I called you Bob, you'd turn right off. Or is it John, which is my real name, or Jack? We know your birthday, you know. We know your birthday is May 11th. And we know that your anniversary is in August 21st, I think.
But it's true. You know I'm a Mets fan. You know everything about me. You know I don't drink wine. I do like IPA beer. So you had that. So what happens?
So what happens is when you come into the store, if we know you, we say, hi, Robert, how's it going? How's this new show going? So we try to make you feel comfortable, like you're walking in to our home, just like we would. And we show you around. We show you what's in the dining room. And then we show you the new whatever that's in the kitchen. And we try to make you feel great. And I jumped up and down, and I talked about that. And then I sat down. And then after our panel finished, we only had this, I said, 6 or 7 minutes. I came down and I sat in a round table with a luncheon by this time. And we ate. And the man next to me was the CEO of Berdorf Goodman, finest store in New York City, owned by Neiman Marcus. They, by the way, as an aside, they went bankrupt, but they've come back during this pandemic. Anyway, he said, the next thing you're going to tell me, Jack, is that you and your associates, your employees, actually hug your customers. And I closed my eyes, and I saw my brother Bill, who's the biggest hugger in the world, and I saw our sales associates doing it here. We had just acquired Richards in Greenwich, same in Greenwich, Connecticut. And I said, doesn't everybody? The minute I said that, I realized that not everybody does and does hug their customers. That know their, this whole idea of personalizing customer service, which is what my mom and dad started in 1958 in 800 square feet. Today, these stores are 27,000 square feet. And that's what we're all about. We're all about making people feel comfortable in your home. And then all of a sudden, I was asked to be a keynote speaker at the next one, which was only 3 months away, which was just the menswear. And I said, what am I going to say to my son, Russ? He said, Dad, you remember that remark, hugging your customers? Just use that as your theme, and then you can just embellish on all the things that we do. And you know that we have a data system that we believe in data, and we know that's where we put all the CRM system.
And that's why you're all about relationship management. You've data on everything. This is decades before anyone else did.
I started making these speeches. I said, maybe one of the things in a family business, you know, when you get to be my age, you do become the chairman or that you retire. What was I going to be doing? Because one of the things that people have always said is I'm a passionate, you know, up and down, you know, with my proactivity. What was I going to be doing? So all of a sudden I said, well, maybe I could be a speaker. And I said, well, that'd be a good idea. All of a sudden I went to the Washington Speakers Bureau. They said, Jack, you need a book. If you don't have a book, you can't be a speaker. And all of a sudden, so I Jack Romanos, who was the CEO of Simon & Schuster, came in the store. He was a customer and a friend in Wilton, where we happen to live. And I said, I have this idea for a book. He said, what's it called? I said, Hugging Your Customers. Sexy title. He said, I love the title. But, and long story short, you know, I wrote a book called Hug Your Customers, as you know.
And wait, Jack, I want to stop you. There is a very special person right on top who wrote something about the book on the front cover. Who is that?
That's everybody, I'm sure, knows Warren Buffett. And he says, it's a gem. I wish everyone at Berkshire would follow his advice. We would own the world. I can't tell you how when Warren said that, you know, it was like we sold another 50,000 copies. You know, I mean, it's but we have endorsements because we have over 500 now to 600 CEO, chairman, presidents of companies that are here because we've grown from this little store in Westport, Connecticut, you know, of 800 square feet to 27,000 in Westport. We acquire a store in Greenwich called Richards, which we acquired and we grew. We have a store in San Francisco, Wilkes Bashford, that we bought in 2009 after the terrible recession we had. Wilkes went bankrupt and we bought the business. And in Palo Alto, in the middle of Silicon Valley. And then 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, we acquired Mario's store in Seattle and Portland, Oregon. So now we have eight stores that we have throughout the country. And we like local brands, but shared values. So we have a values card that we talk about.
I want to ask you, when you're talking the values card, you have a corporate culture which is all about hug your people, which actually is another book that you wrote. Talk about that values card and what that is.
Thank you. So it says on the top either Mitchell's or Mario's or Wilkes Bashford or Richards. And the mission is to make people feel great. And the vision is to be the best specialty stores on the planet. And then the four values we have are customers. Customers for us, Robert, like I said, are the center of the universe. We think customers first. Always think customer. We don't think product first. We think customers first. And of course, when you think that, you have to be a people-oriented business, not a product-oriented. Yes, we have the finest products in the world. But we have relationships, which is the second one. We have relationships with people like, on the back of my books, Jill Dozenio, who endorsed my book, George Armani, who endorsed my book, Brunello Cucinelli, who's the finest and most exciting designer at the luxury side.
What I want to talk about, you have this unique culture and this unique philosophy of hugging that transcends everything. Yes. Is there one practice that is different that no one else does? Is there anything that you would say, this is uniquely what we do? I can tell you one.
Okay, you tell me one.
When someone comes into a retail store and they always say, may I help you? You say, no, 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 that's the worst. There's a practice for everyone in retail. What do you do instead of saying, may I help you?
We would never say that. We would say, how are you doing? Boy, you look great. We have the new braces on today. Boy, you look fantastic.
By the way, you noticed I have my Richards shirt, the Eden shirt, and I have my Richards cufflinks. So I love them. They're the best.
So we try to make the connection. If we know you, then we can do that. If we don't know you, we try to decode the message. We try to figure out why you drove your car, because we're not in a shopping mall except for Palo Alto. And we drove up, you parked your car, you came all the way down from Ridgefield, but we don't know you. And all of a sudden, we try to figure out why you came, not why, because no one loves to be sold, but people like to buy. And if we figure out what you've come in to buy or to look for, then we can figure out, is it a wedding? Is it, God forbid, a funeral? Is it just that you need new clothes? Or it's your wife's anniversary, you know, your anniversary, and you go over to the jewelry department. Is why did you come in? And what can we to help you is what we're all about. So we decode that, and then we share ideas. We get back and forth you get into a dialogue, and then you buy something. And when you buy something, we try to be very nice about it. We try to put it in the right box or whatever we do, free gift wrapping. We also do free alterations, which most stores don't do, for women, especially in this day and age. Can you imagine that some of our competitors charge for women's alterations and not for men's? I mean, I came in the family business in 1969. We've never, on regular price, if we are on sale over 40%, we charge for all. We have 15 tailors in our tailor shop, so we can give personalized service of tailoring. So very few people do that, too.
Hi, this is Robert Reese. We're with Jack Mitchell, and we're about to take a commercial break. Back in a few.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Robert Reese. Welcome back to CEO Show. We're with Jack Mitchell. Jack, what is the secret to growing through the sales process? And I know you talked about before, people don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. How have you grown so dramatically?
We've grown because we have, meaning the family, and the people that we hire, whether it be Dominic or people in the marketing or people in the sales force, we treat them like family. I mean, that, we really do. We do everything we possibly can like they're part of the family. We're not entitled. Our family is not entitled to anything. If I come here an hour or two late for some reason, let's say I'm playing tennis or whatever, I don't get a special parking place. We treat everyone. If somebody gets sick, I happen to be on board of trustees for Greenwich Hospital, which is part of the Yale system here in Connecticut. You know, I can get people in the hospitals with the right doctors. So we can do everything we can as if they're part of our family. So that's the way they view us. That's part of the relationships. We can be trusted. We really always tell the truth. We're open and candid. Just during this pandemic, Robert, we've Zoomed all so much. It's mind-boggling. We have meetings with our family, with our executive team, with our tailors, with our buyers, and then twice a week we have every single one of the 420 people that work with us on a Zoom call to keep the spirit going, keep the enthusiasm going, and when that happens, these people feel part of our team. And we're going to survive this pandemic and we're going to come out. Now, our online business has doubled during this particular point of view. We already, developed a very sophisticated and well-run, but we have five developers that work with us in the technological side because the world's changing.
Let's talk about one word, which is entrepreneurship. This is a true family business that has been cited as the best business in retail in America from a customer service standpoint. How do you run as a family business? And based on that, what advice do you have to entrepreneurs who want to run a family business?
Well, I think the most important thing is that they They treat everyone, including the family, like family, a functioning family. That's very important. And it's all about consensus building. It's not about, the CEO has the authority. Of course I did, and so does two of our sons. We have two CEOs. But it's a matter of setting goals together, working through what we're going to be doing, what the goals are, and working together as a team. It sounds corny, but that's what we do. We don't vote. We have never voted as a family because we also want to be the most professional. We have an outside family business consultant that we had since 1984. Our brother Bill and I hired him. We had to work out challenges because we have different skill sets and different strengths. We build on our strengths. You know, my brother Bill is the biggest hugger. He's on the floor. He knows everybody, and you know, all of a sudden somebody and you would know, is one of the top sportscasters in the world who's a good friend of Jim Nance. Jim Nance endorsed my books because he was a customer when he lived in Westport. All of a sudden, Jim sent this gentleman in, and he lives a 9-iron from me in Wilton. All of a sudden, we're friends. So those are the kinds of things that help in the family that we do.
One other thing I know that you do is you do not allow family members to work at Mitchell's immediately. They have to work somewhere else.
5 years after they graduate from college, or the equivalent, they have to work 5 years before, you know, and then they have to be interviewed by our advisory board that we have, an outside advisory board, and anybody that's a Mitchell active in the business. And there has to be a real job. We wouldn't fire Cho to put in Sally, one of our granddaughters. So that we would never do. Everybody knows that. They know they can't have equity, the people that work with us, that we still own the business. And as we acquire these stores, we like to make them feel that. But Mario is really running his store in Seattle and Portland, Oregon, although he doesn't really own it anymore. But we want him to feel, because that's what he's really doing. He's running that business as if he owned it. And he has to feel that way. And so, yes, and we actually, you know, that 5-year rule is very, very important, and you can't feel entitled. We shared all the kind of numbers, gross profit numbers, sales numbers. We don't tell people the final bottom line, but you know, we're one of the few businesses that likes to make money. I mean, that's important. We wouldn't have survived if we didn't have a strong balance sheet. So we have a monthly meeting of all the family and the senior executives that have access and know what we're doing. So we meet and we talk about it. And it's not about the accumulation of wealth for our family, although I'm not, you know, destitute, but it's about the fun and the fun of working in a family business. Find that fun and build on that fun, Robert, and go on trips together. Enjoy that my brother Bill just decided to go with his son and granddaughter to St. John for a week. They finally were able to do that just yesterday. So that's what they're doing. And you can do that. I watched all the boys play. We have four sons, as you know. I watched them play all the games when they were in you know, elementary school.
And you were actually a great athlete. I know at Staples in Westport, you were the captain of your basketball team, your baseball team, and your football team. That's something. So it went through the family.
And one of the things on entrepreneurship, I'll never forget, this was a great entrepreneur told me this. The definition, as far as he was concerned, and he was a CEO, he said, give me the ball. And I realized that I'm still that way playing tennis. Well, I'd like to serve that last serve in a tiebreaker or maybe on the 19th hole where we're playing for golf. So I think it's a matter of wanting to be there. A good leader has to be there we're values-based leadership, family business.
And there you have it, Jack Mitchell. I want to tell you what a pleasure and privilege it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much, Robert. I look how you've grown. All right, I mean, think of your business when we first met, and there's no question that I always say if we have the CEO, he or she. I mean, we have, you know, Ann Mulcahy on our board, and we have people like that she was the head of Xerox. You know that once you get the top people, then they just perforce you see. That where they shop, they come in. They don't have to recommend it. They say, where do you go? Well, you go to Mitchell's, you go to Richard's, you go to Wilkes-Bashford, you go to Mario's. So the CEOs are still, the value-based leadership is so important. And when you have a great CEO and they're buying clothes from us, you know what? It really feels, makes us feel absolutely great.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.